This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
Well, listen, y'all, you know, we want everybody to be able to have the profession that they want. Am I right or wrong? If you're qualified and you're good at it, then we stand up for those that have put in the work to hone this craft. And, you know, we want them to be able to get any kind of job they can get if they're ready for it. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Sure. Okay.
Y'all stand behind me so far on that?
Of course. We got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm right now about to call this barbershop because I'm seeking employment. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm seeking employment. And I'm qualified. I've been cutting hair for a long period of time. You understand? I've been cutting hair a long time.
Experience, and, you're saying.
I know how to give a good line, a nice fade. I know how to do all that kind of stuff. You know, there's only one conditioning that I have. You know what I mean? And I don't think this should be something that,
holds you back.
You know, I don't think it should hold me back. But I am the blind barber. You understand what I'm saying?
Bro, no.
Y'all gonna sit here and let eyesight get in the way of this. That's how y'all gonna do this? Come on now.
Kind of something you need.
No, it's not.
Junior, if I put this two guard on it, I got the two guard on. I know what I'm doing.
Though. How do you know it's a two guard, Tommy? How do you know?
My guards is in Braille. I know my guards. I got you. Okay. Okay, Cat Dog, let y'all just take a listen. Now, I know what I'm doing, but seems like I'm got a little bit of a problem from the guy that owned the shop. Okay. That, you know, but anyway, let's see. This is the blind barber. Cat Dog, if you would.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach up that run the barber. Yeah, you run the barber shop down there, don't you?
I own the barber shop.
Okay, now I'm trying to see if y'all got any booth rentals down there where I can come in there and cut some hair. I've been cutting hair a long time. I want to see if y'all got some room down there. They tell me you might have had some come available.
I got two booths open right now. You need a booth?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in there and get the cutting. Now, how much you charge for booth rental on a weekly basis?
That's
$200
a week.
$200 a week. That's $800 a month. That deal good because just $200. Now, when can I get down there so you can meet me, you know, where you can show me around the shop so I can know what?
I'm open from 8 to 7. That's Tuesday through Saturday.
All right, because I want to see if I can maybe meet you there so I can get down there and just feel my way around.
Well, come on.
Then what I want to ask you, do you mind doing for me? Do you think you could possibly put up some ramps where you got steps at and your phone? Could you take your mind if you take the phone and put it in Braille for me?
Wait a minute. What the hell I need to put my taking ramps out and putting phones in Braille for? What's going on with you?
Well, I'm blind. You know, I'm not going to let that stop me. You know, I'm still going.
Oh, no. Hell no, man. Wait a minute.
I'm blind, but I've been cutting my hair for over 10 years, and folks say my hair could always look good. So I didn't figure I'm going to start cutting hair now.
Oh, well, guess what? You might cut hair, and it might be some good that you do, but just can't cut no hair in my shop, not being blind, Doc. Yeah, but ain't that kind of on my shop, man.
No, what?
I ain't got no problem with that, man, but you just can't do it down.
Well, wait, now, see, this is what they call discrimination. You can't do that. You can't discriminate from people just because they got some type of handicap belongs to them.
Listen, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I'm not trying to put you out of business. That doing what you need to do, but you just can't do that my shop, man. I don't care if they call it discrimination, or what. Not in my shop, not in shop. You just can't do it, baby.
Listen, now, I know how to cut hair. I know how to give folks a lining and stuff like that. I ain't tried to use no razor, nothing like that.
Oh, man. Come on, dude. Listen, can't you find something else to get into besides trying to cut
out? Well, this what I like, though. I feel like this is my calling.
You just can't do it in my shop. I'm sorry.
That's what I don't care to hear something like this here. Now, I got the qualifications, and I'm able to do it. And I want to be able to come down there. And I told you, I said I wanted to feel my way around. Didn't I say that?
You don't need to feel your way back. I need you to be able to see what you're doing. I mean, I don't care about you being able to cut no hair, being blind. You got to be able to see to do that.
This could probably do wonders for your shop. People will come from miles around to see somebody like myself cutting
hair. That kind of in my shop. Did you hear what I said?
I heard what you said, but I don't want you to do it and make me mad about this. Now,
how you gonna get mad about something that belonged to me? I'm offering, and you telling me that you're blind. Doc, I can't help you when you blind, man. Go on with that.
Now, listen, I'm gonna tell you this here, and I'm gonna tell it to you straight. I'm coming down there to that barber shop. I'm gonna fill these booths out, and I'm gonna start cutting. Now, one thing I don't want to do is have to get into no tussle with you. Now, I don't want that.
Don't worry about getting in no tussle with me, because if you bring your up in my shop, how much you going to cut hair? It's going to be some furniture moving around up in the.
But I'm coming down there, and I'm coming down there this evening. Now, one thing you.
Bring your nowhere now. You better keep your away from my shop.
You going to get your whooped by a blind man, and what you going to do, you ain't going to see it coming either. You hear me?
Oh, bring your song.
As long as I got the money to pay my booth rental.
You don't give a damn. I don't want your money. You blind can't cut no man. My shop. You understand what I say to you?
I'm understanding what you're saying, and if I got to call the law about you being discriminatory.
Law, you can call anybody you want to call. That's my. You not gonna do that. You understand what I'm telling you? Now you bring your down there talking about cutting ass my. I'll be waiting on you.
I'm coming down there this evening. I'm coming to whoop your because you got the nerve to discriminate against me.
I don't know how you got my number in the first. But who gave you my number? You ought not be dialing my. How you even fix your finger to even call my.
They give me this number and say, you is the one that do the hiring round the barbershop.
You don't call my personal number. You call my shop. I don't gave you my number.
What difference do that make if I'm some man looking for a job?
See, I don't give a. You don't call my personal phone. Man.
You're going to watch your tone with me. What you going to do?
I ain't going to watch a thing. Don't you bring your to my shop.
I tell you one thing you're going to watch. You're going to watch me get on your this evening.
How you going to get on my. You can't see me. And I'm going to hang up on your.
I got one more thing I need to say to you.
Thing is that.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin.
You know what? I'm gonna whoop that when I get a chance. Man.
You
ain't no good.
Hey, Mr. I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ta-da! Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I'm too.
Bricktown Comedy Club, The Nephew is coming. That is March 28th, 29th, and 30th. Get ready. The Nephew is coming. April 4, 5, 6, Charlotte. I heard y'all got the word. Comedy Zone. Ticket sale. They off the chain right now. And then Land in the Cut. That's the 19th, Easter weekend. Duval, Florida Theater. That's Nephew Tommy. An evening with Nephew Tommy. Tickets are on sale.
Nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.